Good morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. We've got a fantastic lineup for you today. We've got Astoria Music Festival in town, of course, and they have agreed to come and share some of their amazing artists and talents with us. We've got our great Troll Radio house band, including Checkies, back in town. So you can see we're going to have a lot of fun on the show today. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and the Performing Arts Center today, and the Astoria Music Festival as well. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. As you can see, we're going to have a great combination of musical genres today. So get ready, hold on tight, but when it's time to dance, stand up and do that. Well, I guess Mr. Troll was a little scared of the whole opera thing, so he's not here today. I mean, that's all I can figure out. I don't see him. I don't smell him. So I guess what can we do? Dance? Sing? Play music.
And listen to some opera.
All right. So we're going to start off today with a nice set from the Troll Radio House Band. We've got a great band today. Thanks for being here, Spud. Shecky's here. We've got John Fenton and Larry Moore and Rebecca Rubens and Joseph Stephenson.
The big band.
I'll
tell you a little thing about the opera. I remember a good friend of ours, Kevin Burke, who's an Irish fiddler that we knew in Portland. When he first got to Portland, there was a big, everybody wanted to see him and get with him and everything. And so he ended up going to this place called the Vat and Tincture, I think it was, because they always played opera music and nobody wanted to go in there and listen, you know, to the opera or something. So he would hide out in there and then he was safe. Nobody, all his fans and people that wanted to, you know, get his autograph and stuff, he wouldn't have to worry about them because the opera was constantly playing in that place.
Yeah, I do that.
Mike does that too. But this first tune we're going to play is a medley of old-time fiddle tunes. A lot of it comes from the Irish tradition as well, segueing into that. And my good friend who used to live down in Manzanita, Townsend, Doug Rathbun. And he was a sailor and a sound man, and we had a lot of fun together sailing and doing sound together. And this tune is for him because he had a little trouble with the rum. And this is Farewell to Whiskey, which is similar to rum. Thank you.
Not too bad.
And now we're going to do a more of a pop song. Right, Larry?
Yes, this is a pop song. In 1962, this song made the top 40. That's right. Probably about number 38 or something. And was covered. It was written by Debbie who? A man named Gilbert. But it was
not,
covered.
Not Gilbert O'Sullivan, right?
No. But it was covered by several bands, and one of those was a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and one was the Greenbrier Boys.
Kershaw.
And Doug Kershaw probably made it more famous than anybody else.
I have important information. Jimmy C. Newman wrote this song. He was a Cajun country pioneer, and he died this week at 86. He was a mainstay at the Grand Ole Opry for more than 50 years, and you can check the rest of it out on your own phone.
I never knew who wrote the thing, but I always thought Doug Kershaw had written it. But he definitely made it famous. This was the B-side of Louisiana Man, I believe, when he popularized it. So this is the Alligator Man, and I just want you to know it's catch and release.
Alligators, yeah. Well, and Doug, he broke a lot of bow hairs, didn't he?
Yeah, Doug Kershaw was a real showman. I think he was featured on like Ed Sullivan once.
Yes.
I'm serious. And so here we are with a pop song from 1962, The Alligator Man.
We're going to do the little intro with the... Right? One, two, ready, go.
Man.
That was fine. How about one short song more, and then we'll get the opera for families up here.
It's the old English country dance tune.
For this amazing Troll Radio House Band. Well, next we have some artists from the Astoria Music Festival ready to present you with some opera for families. And the Astoria Music Festival is wrapping things up this weekend. This afternoon at the Liberty Theater at 4 p.m. is the final Celebrity Chamber Music Matinee. And it looks like it's pretty fantastic. It's featuring works from Handel, Halvorsen, and Korngold. And be some fine musicians there. I think we've got our opera singers waiting in the wings. Come on out. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have artists from the Astoria Music Festival join us on Troll Radio Review.
Thank you. Alicia Baker, and I'll be singing Fiore di Ligi in the opera tomorrow, but I'm also an accordionist, so I thought I would break it out at some point in the festival. I'm going to play a traditional piece for you here. It's called Tico Tico, and this is an arrangement that I've done myself. And we thought it'd be fun to do a little French duet. I thought you might be interested. Here's a 30-second accordion lesson. I know that people have heard accordions before, but they don't all know what they do. So if you notice in that last piece, this side does the melody. So you could kind of think of it as like a piano. But on the left side, we've got chords going on. We've got different notes. The top two rows are single notes. So you can do scales with them. It's kind of like, if it was a polka, it'd be like the tuba. And then the bottom four rows are chords. Different kinds of chords. And so with that, that's how you get like an accompaniment. And that is, just so you know, that's what's going on when I'm playing, that this is kind of like the accompaniment side, and this is the melody side. With that said, we're gonna perform the Viñal Vos.
Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat des nuits d'amour. va plus finir. Un grand bonheur qui prend sa place. Les ennuis, les chagrins s'effacent. Heureux, heureux à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui
for you. But first, just to give you some context, how many of you are under the age of 10? Can you raise your hand? A few of you, right? Okay, so this question for you is, do you know what it's like when your mom like really wants you to eat vegetables, but you're not into it? Have you had that experience before? You're like really not wanting to eat the broccoli or the Brussels sprouts? So this aria, I'm the mother, and I'm very upset with my child, with my daughter, for not eating her vegetables. We're gonna put it that way. This is the second Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute, called Der Hülle Rache.
Der Hülle Rache,
Hello, my name is Stacy Trentiso, and my friend Julia is going to be collecting your pictures because we're going to use them in our song, and we're so excited. Our song is about two sisters who are comparing their boyfriends to each other. They're looking at these pictures of their beautiful boyfriends and talking about how much they love them, but we're going to look at your pictures instead. So we're going to talk about how much we love your pictures. Does that sound like a good idea? You guys are not awake this morning.
Thank you. All right, so we have one last scene from Così fan tutte, the opera that we're doing tomorrow. So in this scene, the two boyfriends who they were just singing about, Ferrando and Guglielmo, are disguised as Albanians now in order to trick their girlfriends. And they pretend to take poison to further this little plot and trick Fiordaligi and Dorabella, the two sisters, into falling in love with them. Despina, the girl's maid, shows up disguised as a doctor and tries to cure them using a very, very interesting medical instrument. And it's a magnet from the famous Dr. Mesmer, whose cure has been the pride of France. So we're going to sing that scene, and in order to find out what happens next, you're going to have to be sure to come see the whole opera tomorrow at 2 p.m. right here at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria.
Ecco il medico, signora belle, desfina maschera che tristi pelle. Tanti linguaggi per sé conservi, pozzi conservi, quei miserabili, però s'osservi che sono le tossi con quel si può far.
Credo d'attore che si può far.
Very amusing, and hopefully that they all lived happily ever after. Thanks so much to Gustavo and all the artists from the Astoria Music Festival. That was fabulous. We've got the house band reorganizing here to take us on out of here.
Thanks, Debbie. Yeah, it's been great. That was some fine singing. That was really great. And the piano playing. We're going to do a piece now inspired by the Astoria Music Festival. This is a piece by Handel. It's just a little simplified version of a dance. And here we go. It's called the Jug Handle Jig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Jughead on jig.
That's a jig all day.
Well, now we're going to do a, since we have Mike Messner from the Los Comatos group, we're going to do a little Spanish tune, a Mexican song.
That's a folklorico tune.
Folklorico. Well, we've got to get Mike a mic to sing for as well. How about that? How about that mic right there? Let's get Mike a mic and everything will be fine with the world. Yes. It's been great.
Before Los Comatos was Los Comatos.
That's right.
It's true.
And, of course, don't miss Troll Radio next month. I think we're going to be outside at Fort George, so you can come be part of the live audience and have some fun there, too.
All right, Mi Cafetal. It's a small, it's a small coffee farm is what it is, Mi Cafetal.
Que la gente viva criticándome, paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Aunque la gente viva criticándome, paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Nada me importa que la gente diga que no plata, que no tengo nada. Nada me importa que la gente diga que no plata, que no tengo nada. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Que la gente diga criticándome, paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Aunque la gente diga criticándome, paso la vida sin pensar en nada. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Pero no sabiendo que yo soy el hombre que tengo un hermoso y lindo cafetal. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada. Yo tengo mi cafetal y tú ya no tienes nada.